more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dr. Stan here, and I thought maybe today, with Memorial Day coming up, that we should talk about Memorial Day and what it really represents. And of course, initially, it represented World War I, remembering the 125,000 American soldiers who died needlessly in that war. I mean, why did America enter World War I? Well, we were told that the terrible Germans were cutting off the hands of little Belgian boys and cutting off the breasts of Belgian women and raping and ravishing them. But it was all a lie, like so many of the things that you're being told today by the controlled media. Well, of course, when the tempo of propaganda had reached a crescendo, because basically J.P. Morgan and some of his wealthy friends had bought up the editorial policy of the major newspapers and were using the newspapers, which were the major means of controlling the people at that time, nowhere near as effective as television and radio and the things we have today. But when they were able to convince the American people, oh, we had a moral obligation to go to war to stop those vicious Huns, those terrible German people who were cutting off the hands of little Belgian boys and of course, cutting off the breasts of the Belgian women. And after all, this was to be the war to end all wars. It was the war to make the world safe for democracy. And repeating those slogans, oh, slogans are so wonderful, to get people riled up and ready to go to war. Why, a lot of American soldiers volunteered to join the American Expeditionary Force to go overseas to fight totalitarianism. And when they finally got those who survived the horrible and bloody and vicious battles that got to Belgium, there weren't any little boys with their hands cut off, and there weren't any women with their breasts cut off, and they suddenly realized it had all been a lie. And so people began to say, well, why did we go to war? And of course, it was at that time that the idea of the merchants of death, the munitions manufacturers, it was the corporations that made the weapons. They were the ones who were behind this. And of course, that was a lie, too. People really never understood why we went to war. World War I, of course, it was really because it was a little tiny cabal. It was made up of very wealthy people there in England who had incited the war. There was a comparable group here in the United States headed by J.P. Morgan, who was deeply involved with astrology, and Colonel House, and there were a small group, only a few hundred people here in the United States, but they were in key positions in the media and in government, and they all dreamed about a world government, and we would never have a world government unless there was a horrible cataclysmic event. In fact, many years later, why Norman Dodd, who I personally interviewed, who was the director of research for the Reese Committee that was established back in 19... 19- 1953 by Congress, but then Congressman, actually it was the Cox Committee at that time, Congressman Cox up and died, as happens so often to people who are looking into the real cause of what's going on. This was a committee that was going to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. 1954, Eisenhower came in, the Republicans were in charge. Why they appointed the Rees Committee, Norman Dodd was there. Chief of Research, and he had the opportunity to send an investigator to go through the papers of the Carnegie Institute for International Peace. Isn't that a beautiful name? Carnegie Institute for International Peace. And if you haven't heard my interview with him, you can hear it in our four-tape set, The Secret Government. That's The Secret Government. And basically, why, of course, the investigator went through the papers of the Carnegie Institute in 1908 and 1909 and 1910 and found out that they were debating how to bring about world peace. How will we bring about world peace? Well, we'll have to have world government. But how will we get world government? Why, we'll have to have a great war. We'll have to have a great war because wars are how you change the world, how you change society. And then they spent the year 1909 figuring out how they were going to get America into a great war, and they did. And 125,000 Americans died. We prolonged the war for an additional year. There were about 70 million people who were either killed or injured in that senseless war. The war to end all wars. Didn't it make you feel good to know that we were going to end the war at the end of the First World War? We were going to establish the League of Nations and a world government, and that's what it was all about. And, of course, when that failed, of course, then they had to get a Second World War going. And if you haven't read Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, you need to get it and read it to find out how this little group, and by that time it was called the Cliveden Set in Great Britain, actually encouraged and helped and financed Adolf Hitler at every turn. And if you haven't read Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, we carry it. And, of course, you'll see all these American corporations over there actually building up the war materials and munitions and tanks and trucks that Adolf Hitler used. After all, he came to power in 1933. The war started 6 years later. Do you think he did that on his own? Of course not. We were creating the best enemy money could buy. And all during the war, General Motors and Ford and AT&T and IBM were all over there, you know, helping Adolf Hitler as he prepared the weapons that they used to kill our boys at Normandy and the other beaches. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it was all a scam. But we can't let the American people know that. Charles Higham wrote a book called Trading with the Enemy, showed how, of course, Exxon, Standard Oil, Rockefeller tankers were out there providing diesel for the Nazi submarines that were sinking American ships. But you're not supposed to know that. You're supposed to think this was a wonderful war, the Great War. It was all contrived, just like Korea was contrived. Vietnam was contrived. We lost 58,000 people. Why did we fight in Vietnam? Today we're doing everything we can to build up our trade relations with Vietnam, with this ruthless country, just like we're doing everything we can to build up the communist regime in China. And it's all about world government because there is a secret society that controls our government and governments throughout the world. And until you understand that, nothing makes sense. Well, we're going to be right back. I want your call. 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stanback here at the American Freedom Network, and if you'd like to call, our number, 877-254-7524. Following the First World War, I mean, many people had serious questions. What was this really all about? And there was certainly a Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae. I actually wrote a poem about this. He was a Canadian orthopedic surgeon, and I was an orthopedic surgeon, and so there's sort of a sense of camaraderie, at least I have, towards him. But he wrote these words: "In Flanders field the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the lark still bravely singing fly scarce heard amongst the guns below. We are the dead. Scarce days ago we lived, saw dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders field. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw, the torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields." And that was a great poem. They used to use that all the time. Memorial Day, they always would quote that, and sometimes grown men would weep thinking of the tragedy of what had happened in Flanders and at Verdun. And remember, there were over 12 million men who died in battle, and over 21 million people, including the civilians who died, and over 70 million who were either killed or wounded in that terrible, senseless carnage of World War One. But ladies and gentlemen, I fear that it'll be nothing as horrible as World War III, which is coming. It's just a matter of time. They're already preparing it. The American Naval Task Force carrier groups are moving towards the Arabian Sea and Persian Gulf, so there'll be four of them there by the end of July, the 1st of April. The 1st of August, as we prepare for the coming war with Iran. Now, could they call it off? Yes, they did one time before for some reason, and I'm so glad that they did. But everything is being done to prime the American people for a war with Iran. There are all sorts of books out there and propaganda being sent to the Christians. Oh, it's a noble thing to go to war with the Muslims. They're such terrible people, and they're jihadists and the terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is financed by your CIA. There was no radical form of jihad in Islam other than a small group in Egypt called the Muslim Brotherhood, financed by the MI6 initially, and later by CIA, and then, of course, there was the Wahhabis over in Saudi Arabia. But there was none of this radical Islam until the United States Agency for International Development put out $51 million for textbooks to push this form of radical Islam distributed the books to the madras schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan to create this false idealism in the minds of so many youth, how wonderful it was to die for Allah. This had ceased to exist and be a force until it was created with your tax money during the Afghan war, when the CIA recruited Muslim warriors to come to Afghanistan to fight the wicked Soviets, who the Soviets were trying to take over Afghanistan, and we had to drive them out. And of course, we indoctrinated these warriors, these Islamic warriors, with this radical form of Islam. And of course, after the war was over, why they formed Al-Qaeda, which was financed by the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, which is a surrogate of the CIA, and by Saudi Arabia. And you go back and read the books like Unholy Wars by a fellow named Cooley, a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. The book came out in 1999, 2 years before the attack on the World Trade Center. And it goes into how the CIA and the Pakistani intelligence and the Saudis were financing Al-Qaeda. And, of course, the same thing, Dollars for Terror, which we used to carry, and you probably can still get it, written by a Swiss investigative reporter. One of his friends had been killed by Al-Qaeda. He wanted to find out who was financing it. And you find all of the quotations in my series of pamphlets entitled Foreknowledge 911. Foreknowledge 911. You need to get it. The three pamphlets are inexpensive. They're, I think, $9.95 for all three of them, 150 pages. Has all the documentation for everything that happened. And you need to understand that most of what's going on in the world is long-range planning. We brought the Ayatollahs to power in 1979. And in 1979, I said, why in heaven's sake would we have toppled the Shah of Iran, who was our friend, with the sixth largest military in the world, and replace him with these Ayatollahs who don't like America, who are preaching a false doctrine? In 1979, it didn't make any sense. Today it does. We created the best enemy money could buy. Long-term planning. Who was behind it? A man named Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the foreign policy advisor for Barack Obama during the campaign. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the man who organized the Trilateral Commission that controls Barack Obama today. It's not by accident that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. Could that have happened just by accident that six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, that eight of the ten World Trade Organization representatives came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, that certainly seven of the 12 secretaries of state and nine of the secretaries of defense came from the Trilateral Commission, and today 12 of the, there are only 87 people in it. You can get their membership list by going to their website, trilateral.org. There's a place there. You could email them. They'll send you the membership list, or you can get it from Radio Liberty in our syllabus. The membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to have that because that got the CFR and the Bilderbergers and the Committee of 30. You probably never heard of the Committee of 30, but that's another one of these groups that tied into this Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the information. You need to find out before we're plunged into World War III. But I fear this war will have much more serious complications, because basically there are terrorist cells, Islamic terrorist cells, all across America, where they're actually, they've been to the training camps. There are the training camps in the United States for Muslim terrorists, with a full knowledge of both the FBI and the CIA. If you doubt that, we have a video, actually it was put out in 94, but of course you've got a lot of FBI footage. They knew all about the Muslim training camps and terrorist training camps in 1994, but they actively suppressed that video. It was only shown once in America and never again available until after the September 11th attack. After all, if the American people had known that they were actually trading in America, why, they might have insisted they do something And then we couldn't have had September 11th. And then we couldn't have had this glorious war in Afghanistan and glorious war in Iraq where we killed all those civilians and wounded and destroyed the lives of so many Americans. Cannon fodder, that's all it is, ladies and gentlemen. Cannon fodder for the secret cabal that controls America, which consists of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get their membership list in a syllabus from us by calling 1-800-544-8927. But it's your job to help us get the information before they plunge us into another terrible war. But this one's going to be much different. I feel it's going to be terrible civilian unrest in this country. There are going to be acts of terrorism. I believe they're false flag operations. They don't really care how many people, Americans, are killed. Certainly they saw that, of course, as Murrah building, bombing of the Murrah building. Tim McVeigh had told his sister he worked for a special forces unit. You can find that in a book called OK Bomb, written by Jim Keith, who died when he went to the hospital for a minor surgical procedure. I did thousands of them. None of my patients ever died, but Jim Keith died. And then a few months later, his publisher died. And then a few months later, his ex-wife died. All coincidences, because he wrote a book that said, quoted Jennifer McVeigh as saying, Tim told me he worked for a special forces unit involved in illegal activity, but he told his cellmate in the prison in Colorado, a man named David Hammer, that story. And he wrote a book called Secrets Worth Dying For. You can get it up on Amazon. David Hammer. David Hammer, Secrets Worth Dying For. Same thing. He was working for a special forces unit. He told the same thing to Terry Nichols. Why doesn't anybody tell you that? Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, 168 Americans died when the Murrah building, and there were two explosions, one the Ryder truck, but the other one inside. But they can't let the American people know that any more than they can let them know what really happened on September 11th. But people have tried to bring it out. Their lives have been threatened. Some of them have died mysteriously. Certainly, Jimmy Walters is living in fear somewhere and hiding in Europe because he spent $8 million trying to get the information out. You can hear my interviews with him if you call our 800 number, 800-544-8927, and ask for 911 update four tape sets. We have them. You need to get this. This is part of history. Certainly William Rodriguez, who was the last man out of the North Tower, and he was threatened, and they've certainly done everything they could to intimidate him, to silence him, because he talked about the two explosions in the North Tower, one in the basement that shook the whole building before the plane hit the North Tower that morning on September 11th. You're not hearing these stories. You're never going to hear them because the media is largely controlled. Will you help us get the truth out? We have the interviews. You can get them in four tape sets, or many of them in four CD sets. There's lots of videos we carry. They killed all those people on September 11th, so they could justify getting us into a war. You say, would the government do that? No, our government wouldn't. But there is an invisible government, the secret cabal, that has no concern about human life, human suffering, and is preparing to take us into a war with Iran. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I'd like to hear what you think. What do you think about Memorial Day? What do you think about all the brave men who went off to fight in World War I in the war to end all wars, in the war to make the world safe for democracy, in an effort to help the little Belgian boys and protect the Belgian women? And it was all a lie. And World War II was a lie, basically because, of course, of the Hirohito, the Emperor of Japan, was a member of the Order of the Garter, and you probably don't even know that. It's a secret occult society, but around from the 1400s, but there's an excellent article on Wikipedia on it. Hirohito, the Emperor of Japan, who certainly went right along with, of course, the things that were going on, and the attack on Pearl Harbor, and, of course, the Japanese had offered to surrender 6 months before the war ended. As long as Hirohito was not tried as a war criminal, unconditional surrender, and we wouldn't let them surrender so we could invade Okinawa, so we could invade Iwo Jima and kill a lot more American boys, and then we could justify the firebombing of Tokyo and killing of hundreds of thousands of Japanese, simply incinerating them. Isn't that wonderful? And then, of course, dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and no one has ever dropped an atomic bomb and killed people except your government, which was run at that time by evil and wicked people, because Harry Truman was a 33rd degree Mason who worshipped a different god, contrary to everything you've ever heard about. Give him hell, Harry, and what a wonderful, courageous leader he was. He was an evil man who carried in his wallet his whole life the words of Alfred Tennyson, who wrote about this, a point where we would have the Parliament of Man and the Federation of the World. And we'll be right back. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. How do you feel about Memorial Day? Are you going to be celebrating? Going to be thinking about the boys who died? Give us a call.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com. Or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, we'd like to know what you think about Memorial Day, about what does it really mean. Do you care about the things that have happened in the past? Do you care about the boys who were abandoned? We abandoned our military soldiers, several hundred of them during the First World War, and they died in prison camps in Russia. We abandoned over 24,000 American soldiers in the Second World War, and they died in prison camps in Russia. We abandoned the 8,000 soldiers in Korea, and many of them were taken and used for experiments in Russia. We knew about that, and they were all allowed to happen. We abandoned several thousand of our personnel in Vietnam, and certainly the CIA personnel that were in Laos, and we don't know, 1,000, 2,000. All of this is covered in a Senate report. We have the report. It's called the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Report on POWs. You should get it. You should read it. But, of course, this would be totally censored in America. The sort of thing they don't want you to understand. They don't want you to understand that when you go off to fight for America, your fellow soldiers will stand behind you. They're a sense of camaraderie. But the leaders, of course, will betray you. And we betrayed 20 to 24,000 American soldiers that have been captured by the Russians under one means or another. Maybe they were taken by the Germans and then taken by the Russians, and then we left them to die in the prison camps, and totally blocked out by the controlled media. 20 to 44,000. How could that possibly have happened and the American people wouldn't know? Why, we have freedom of the press in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. That means if you own the media, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want, and the media is controlled by members of the Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly you need to read my treatises on that. I mean, certainly the Trilateral Commission, who do we see there? Why, we see the people who control Newsweek magazine, and certainly U.S. News and World Report magazine. Of course, Time Warner is CFR. They control Time magazine. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, they control your reality. You can see how they're doing that every day, day after day after day. You turn on your television, and what do you see now? Why, the oil building up, you know, on billowing up from the floor of the Gulf. Why are they doing that? Try to get you the impression that we can't have offshore drilling. America can't have offshore drilling. My goodness, we've got to stop that. I mean, how dangerous that is. It's got to pollute the whole of the Gulf, and it will. They don't care what happens to the turtles and the shrimp and the fishermen and the marshes. They'd just as soon destroy it all. As long as they can manipulate you and get you to feel we can't have offshore drilling, and we're just going to have to get out of our cars, and we're going to have to cut back on production of electricity and lower our living standards and turn off your air conditioning because we want to lower your living standards. And when you understand that, you understand why day after day after day you turn on your television, and what do you see? The oil gushing up from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. That's how they manipulate our minds, and that's how they suppress the information about the boys we left behind. Over Memorial Day weekend, there are going to be 750,000 people going to Washington, D.C. for the annual a motorcycle parade, you know, and basically the whole idea is to commemorate the boys who were abandoned in Vietnam and in our other wars. And this will never be covered by the control media. 750,000 veterans are going to go there on their motorcycles to have a parade, but the significance will never be mentioned by the controlled media. Why do you think that is? Do you think that they want the American people to know that if you join the military, you will be betrayed? Because Henry Kissinger and the others think the military is just stupid, dumb animals, and we're going to send more boys over to die in the coming war with Iran. Why do you think we're leaving our boys there fighting in Afghanistan today? They're building this up to almost 90,000 because the enemy is there in Afghanistan. There are 100 members of Al-Qaeda, according to Juan Paul, according to General James Jones, according to Steve Croft, who actually interviewed Barack Obama, and I think it was probably the 6th or 7th of December, somewhere there, probably the 6th in the map room. We've got the transcript. And, of course, it's very obvious there are 100 members of Al-Qaeda, and we've got almost 200,000 people. 100 members of our, pardon me, 100,000, 90,000 the soldiers and almost 100,000 contractors in Afghanistan, because we're going to take after that 100 members of Al-Qaeda because they're plotting to overthrow our government. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not Al-Qaeda that was responsible for what happened on September 11th. Building 7 came down as a controlled demolition. If you doubt that, go to my website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And scroll down to the part that says videos across the web, something like that. And then scroll down that page to the bottom, you'll see Building 7. Watch Building 7 come down and realize that with a controlled demolition, the first thing you do is take out the central supports so the center of the building collapses first. And when that happens, the center of the roof collapses first so that the building will fall inwards. And then you take out the base of the building and the building falls at the speed of gravity because that's all it is. There's no resistance. Watch Building 7 come down. The building that wasn't hit by a plane, the building that came down at 5:20 on the evening of September 11th, 2001, why did the building come down? It was a controlled demolition. And if they lied about Building 7, everything is a lie. And the murderers of 3,000 Americans are still on the loose here in America. They really intended to kill 6,000. They intended for the people to stay at their offices, you know, at their desk in the South Tower. They kept putting out the public address announcements to people in the South Tower, stay at your desk. Stay at your desk. There's nothing to worry about. People could look out the windows and see the smoke billowing out of the North Tower, but they were told not to evacuate the South Tower. Fortunately, there was head of security from Morgan Stanley, raced up and down the aisles at two levels there, two floors, the World Trade Center, saying, get out, get out. He saved 2,400 people. They intended for him to die. You've got to be terribly evil to do something like that. You've got to be terribly evil. And they were evil. There was a stand-down order that morning. How do I know? Because I interviewed Sergeant Laura Chavez. If you open the Internet, you can see there all sorts of articles demeaning him, what a terrible guy he was. He was a sergeant at CENTCOM headquarters in Florida on the morning of September 11th. He told me there was a stand-down orders. The fighter planes were not to try to intercept the hijacked planes. Why? Because they wanted the incident. They needed an incident to get us into the war with Afghanistan. They needed an incident to get us into the war with Iraq. They needed that incident to get us into a war with the Muslim world. And believe me, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming very soon. But I'd like to know what you think. Give us a call at 877-254-7524, because of course open lines is, well, you got to have people calling in to make it an interesting program. Give us a call. We'll be right back here, the American Freedom Network.
Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. I'd like to know what you think about Memorial Day. Do you think people are really going to be thinking about the boys who died in World War One on that day? Or are we going to be thinking about the boys who died there, over 48,000 in Korea? Of course, a lot of them, of course, were actually taken as prisoners, used as experiments. Many of them had their arms and legs cut off without anesthesia. If you haven't read the book we carry by Joe Douglas, Dr. Joe Douglas, called Betrayed, it's well worthwhile reading to realize the horrible fate of the brave young men who thought they were fighting for freedom in Korea. They didn't understand it was a no-win war. It was all contrived, and of course, one reason they were sent there was so that we could turn Americans over to the Soviets so that they could experiment with them, find if they were different than other people, what made them tick, how you could break them down and destroy them. And many of them had their arms and legs cut off without anesthesia. And the horrible screams, read the book, it describes the screams of the Americans, and then ask yourself, what am I going to do? Am I going to be involved in this battle? Do I have a moral obligation to be involved in this battle, this spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization? And I think you do, and I hope you do, and I hope you're motivated. We have, much of what we've talked about this morning is contained in a syllabus we have called Iraq, The Untold Story. You need to get it. You need to go through it page by page by page, and so many of the documents are there you'll never see any other place, and the stories of what happened. And it goes with a DVD, a talk, either Iraq, The Untold Story, or War, The Untold Story. That's the talk we gave in Colorado, but it's all basically the same story. You need to get it, you need to understand, and you need to tell others about it. You need to understand so much of what's going on, and we do have all sorts of talks and syllabuses and DVDs and four tape sets. And believe me, I don't get any money for anything I do. You know, in fact, we put so much of our own money into this to try to put this ministry together. But certainly we do what we do because we'd like to try to save America. Do you care? Because believe me, God is going to bring his judgment on this country. It's not a great revival. And the only way I think we're ever going to get to people is to have them understand what this is about. Behind everything going on are secret satanic organizations, people who've sworn their allegiance to a different God, to the God, the Gnostic God. And look up Gnosticism. Do your homework. You've got the internet. You do so that you can do the research so much more easily. We have another excellent document which called the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report on the POWs about the men we abandoned. They're in the First World War and the Second World War and in Korea and in Vietnam. And I wonder how many more we're going to abandon in the coming war. Could this really be true? Are we moving into another war? Is it possible that the aircraft carriers are already on the way? We'll go up on the internet, and at least this is the report that put out by DEPCA, and certainly been reported by some very reliable people, that Barack Obama, Nobel Peace Prize winner to Barack Obama, the man who promised to bring our troops home from Iraq, Barack Obama, is now sending aircraft carriers over to the Arabian Sea and the Persian Gulf in preparation for the war coming with Iran. But we can't tell the American people. They wouldn't understand that this is part of a much larger plan. A plan, of course, to move us into a war with the Muslim world. And ladies and gentlemen, there really are wicked and evil people in the world today. And until you can understand that, you can't understand why they're destroying the lives of our children with vaccines, why they're destroying the fertility of our men. Why do you think so many men have erectile dysfunction? They're poisoning them. They're poisoning them with the phthalates. They're poisoning them with the bisphenols. They're poisoning them with the aspartame and the MSG and the genetically modified food and the poisons that they put in our drinking water, the hydrofluorosilicic acid that increases the level of lead. It also contains arsenic and cadmium and polonium-220. Why don't you look these things up? The information's at your fingertips. Find out if it's true. Get our material. Get the material put out by Roger Masters at Dartmouth about the test that the CIA did, or the CDC did on 450,000 children. 450,000 children to find the influence of hydrofluorosilicic acid being used for water fluoridation in 90% of the communities that fluoridate their water, and it raises the level of lead in the blood of little children, but much more little black children and the little white children. And, of course, lead is associated with rage and criminal activity. And is that why today in America, the land of the free, one in every three black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or control, parole? Is that, could it be the lead that that has gone to their brains, much more so in blacks than in whites, because, of course, there are genetic differences between them, and they know that. And Dr. Roger Masters, as a professor at Dartmouth, has brought this out totally covered up by the controlled media. I mean, the blacks are a target in this country, but don't you worry, you're white, you're a target as well. And, of course, nobody's telling the black population we should be concerned about them. They are brothers. Every one of them is a human being made in the image and likeness of God. We're all God's children. And yet the crass indifference of so many whites about what's happening to blacks in Africa, where they've been targeted with an AIDS epidemic, and in places like Botswana today, where your government is monitoring as they're testing every pregnant woman, 46% are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. American tax dollars at work doing these studies to see what a great job we're doing in population control. Because aren't there too many people in the world? Wouldn't we be better off without so many? But don't you worry. The Rockefellers, Bill Gates, and Monsanto have a doomsday seed bank up above the Arctic Circle where they're keeping the good seeds so that we can actually grow good crops when we start in all over again. And ladies and gentlemen, the genetically modified foods that you may get in your soy and your corn and your canola, and now they're putting it into the rice and the sugar beets and the other things, of course, at least in the animals, by the third generation, they hardly reproduce at all. What a wonderful means of population control. Isn't it wonderful? And what, are you hearing this on the radio? No. We'll be right back to wrap up the program.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and following World War One, why, and the poem by John McCrae, Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, incidentally, he died in France in 1918, but in response to his poem in Flanders Field, someone wrote, "Rest ye in peace, ye Flanders dead. The fight that ye so bravely led we've taken up, and we will keep true faith with you who lie asleep, with each a cross to mark his bed in Flanders Field. Fear not that ye've died for naught, the torch ye threw to us we caught. 10 million hands will hold it high, and freedom's light shall never die. We've learned the lesson that ye taught in Flanders Field." Well, it's a beautiful poem, ladies and gentlemen, but have we taken up the fight? Who is the foe? The foe was the secret society that controlled England, controls the United States, of these wicked and evil people within this small cabal. There's only perhaps 5,000 or 6,000 of them, but they're dedicated to a one-world government, and they sent our boys to fight and die in World War One to bring about a world government, the war to end all wars, the war to make the world safer, democracy. And it was true in the Second World War. That was fought to bring about the United Nations, and when that failed to bring about the world government, now they need a Third World War. Are you going to get involved with us? You can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs. You can understand America's already under attack. They're attacking the very source of our information. They're attacking our children. America's under attack today through the things that they're putting in our food and our drinking water and our vaccines, and they're destroying the lives of our children. Are you going to be involved, or are you just going to sit on the sidelines and watch it happen? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that's a good place to start. Our talk on Iraq, The Untold Story, the syllabus, and the talk, The material, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee report on POWs, are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. What happened on September 11th? Jesse Ventura's got a great new book out we carry called American Conspiracy. And he talks about other information. There was a stand-down order. Other people talked about the stand-down order given, of course, apparently by Dick Cheney, as far as we can determine. Dick Cheney gave the order so that the planes would not be intercepted, so all those people would die. The planes didn't bring down the Twin Towers. That was controlled demolition, but we can't let the American people know that they killed those people so we could get us into war. Determine if this is true. Am I telling you the truth? We have great four-tape sets on 911. We have a four-tape set, Why Did the Buildings Come Down? We've got all sorts of DVDs on this information. We've got books, The Terror Timeline, excellent book, Terror Timeline, and other books. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Get the information. And then we hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you care about freedom, if you want to get this information out on the 60 outlets we have every week, we need your help to maintain what we're doing. And, of course, to join us in this truly spiritual battle being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, because this is a spiritual war being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And most people don't even know the war is going on, and of course they won't until we're at war with in war with Iran, and I fear it's coming. I could be wrong. Certainly I'm not a prophet, but everything points to the point we're going to war with Iran. They're preparing for it in Israel, and you should prepare yourself seriously for it today. Please pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision. And thank you.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a